Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. We are going to talk about the top 10 anti-aging hacks I recommend for everyone. You've heard of many different things out there on the market: Botox, facials, lasers, serums, surgeries. What is tried and true and preventative for aging measures? We need to focus down on some of the things you can do to stop the signs of aging. And on this 5-Minute Friday, I'm going to go over methods of how to get yourself started on a journey for age and youth maintenance. And it's not all about staying young forever. It's not all about wrinkles and removing. Let's fix that. It's not all about staying young forever. It's not all about getting rid of every line and every wrinkle. It's also about being young at heart and self-acceptance of aging. Because I think that as a society as a whole, we're drifting into this perfection paradox where beauty perfectionism is taking over our culture and our social media. And we cannot have this. We have to have realistic aging, allow people to age gracefully, and respect and appreciate the aging process. I'm a big fan of prevention. So let's talk about the things we can do to prevent anti-aging. And I want to start with Botox, my most favorite product, my desert island product. Probably I have two, number one being Botox, number two might be biostimulators. But Botox is designed to be injected into the muscles to relax the muscles, which in turn improves the appearance of facial wrinkles and fine lines. It's an amazing procedure. If you've never done Botox, I'm just asking you, why not? Because you're going to notice a beautiful, subtle enhancement of your natural features after 7 days. You wake up in a week, you look refreshed, you look like yourself, you look lifted, eyes more alert and refreshed, more serene, you're actually more happy. Botox has the effect of improving depression in patients. It's somehow true that if we can't frown with corrugation of our corrugator muscles and wrinkling of our angry muscles, that we actually feel better about ourselves and we improve depression. And Botox requires no downtime. It can last anywhere from 4 to 6 months. You know, it costs around $400 to $600, sometimes $700. And it's great for you to start with a little baby dose. Studies are even showing that even small doses are very effective. Number two on the list of anti-aging hacks that you need to have in your armamentarium: retinoids. Retinoids are ingredients derived from retin A, the number one most important vitamin A derivative. This molecule is tested, tried, and true, and proven to help you with fine lines and wrinkles. There's so many different retin A. You need to find a formula that's cosmeceutically elegant, and that is going to help you to use it all the time regularly. This is an ingredient that helps your skin to create more collagen, and it softens the appearance of fine lines. It increases cellular turnover. It improves the surface contour and texture of the skin. Number three on the list, injectables. Injectables like Sculptra help to improve the appearance of aging by stimulating the natural collagen production of your body. There are biostimulatory injectables like Sculptra, like Radius. These ones are probably my favorite because in addition to looking good, you're going to turn on your body's ability to generate brand new collagen that's going to last a long, long time. There is nothing like baby fresh collagen to stimulate your face, to improve circulation, and give you a glow. Of course, we have injectables that are filler as well, and the hyaluronic gel fillers are so popular. Really important to use these judiciously and not overuse them. They're designed for softer areas of the face that require plumping. So think about gel fillers for the lips, the nasolabial folds, the under eye area, the temples. That is important to design your face and your features using all the modalities, not just one form of filler. They're injectables designed for different parts of your body, and maybe you don't even know that, but we have products that improve the hand, products that improve the décolleté, there's products to improve the thigh and arm creping. Body changes occur all over. It's not just the face, and we want to keep up with collagen production in all of these critical areas. Number four, preventatively, is sunscreen. So 90% of visible facial aging comes from UV exposure, and we can't stress enough the importance of applying sunscreen to your neck and your face. Sunscreen is your protection against sun damage, hyperpigmentation, age spots, and ultraviolet rays. I love my Mineral Glow Sun Defense. I'm a big fan of mineral sunscreen. I think that when we deflect and reflect light off the surface of the skin, we are actually doing a better job of protecting the skin than the chemical-based sunscreens, where light rays and UV enter the skin, engage in a chemical reaction with the sunscreen, which has entered your skin, and often leaves metabolites that can affect your reproductive and endocrine system. There's a lot of controversy about that. Mostly all of us think that any form of sunscreen is better than no sunscreen at all. But if you have access to a mineral SPF, you need to use that. That's the best possible kind of sunscreen. Number five, growth factors. I love epidermal and stem cell growth factors. These are a great way to accelerate cellular growth and improve and encourage cell renewal process. All of our body systems, enzymes, and metabolism start to slow as we age. And after age 40, the most dramatic changes occur in the skin because the collagen produced is really breaking down faster and really getting produced at a much lower rate. So using growth factors is a way to turn on cellular renewal. My Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor, I love that one. It has over 408 human-derived stem cell growth factors. And this is going to remind cells to be bathed in the youthful broth and serum that the stem cells are bathed in the human embryologic form. That really turns on their ability to grow collagen, to have better cellular metabolism, to turn on mitochondrial function, and enhances production of collagen and elastin. So any form of stem cells is great, but remember, you're not a plant. You may not have plant-based stem cell growth factors in your skincare. You can have it in there, but it's not going to help you. You're a human. We need human-based factors. Best would be your own platelet-rich plasma. Second best might be stem cells derived from human growth factor producing stem cells. The third might be using exosomes, also derived from human-based cells. And later on, we can get into man-made manufactured stem cell growth factors. I'm a big fan, number six, of hyaluronic acid, glycolic acid, and peptides for topical use. These ingredients work to plump the appearance of wrinkles, revealing beautiful, bouncy, and dewy, fresh skin. Remember, glycolic acid eats up dead skin cells. I have a glycolic cream cleanser, which I love. I use it every day. It takes off my makeup, and it gobbles up the dead cells that kind of just sit on the surface of the skin, causing adult dullness. So glycolic, if you're not super skin sensitive, is going to remove these dead cells, unclog the pores, break the glycolic bonds between the dead cells, and allow debris that gets built up through the day to be removed from the skin surface. Glycolic peel pads are excellent. We want to have glowy children's skin. We don't have that as adults because we have slow turnover of the skin surface. Retin-A will help you turn over your skin surface faster, improving firmness and elasticity. Glycolic is going to dissolve the bonds between these dead cells and give you that glow. And once you have the glow, you should add some hydration with hyaluronic acid, which penetrates the skin, especially those forms that are fractionated into smaller molecules. There's so many hyaluronic serums on the market. It's just almost overwhelming when you walk into a Sephora or a store like that. But physician-grade products can be manufactured to a better degree of specificity to give you small molecules that penetrate the surface of the skin better. Love my Deep Blue Hydration Serum. This one is a game changer. If you haven't already tried it, it's one of our best sellers. And that just two drops every single day adds that dewy, fresh moisture to the skin where we improve the skin barrier and give really nice, youthful results. Number seven on the list is antioxidants like green tea, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E. These are antioxidants that are so helpful to promote the fight against free radicals. Every day we're bombarded with free radicals from the high sugar glycemic index foods we're eating, all the carbs, from the sun, from stress, from inflammatory molecules that come around, and from circulatory issues causing increased redness and increased irritation of the skin, from acne. So many different things bombard the skin on a daily basis, giving this biggest organ of our body cause to flare. And once inflammation starts, it's sometimes difficult to reverse. I love antioxidants because they're plentiful in what we eat. When we're eating the rainbow, having red, orange, yellow, green, blue foods, especially like fruits with high vitamin and mineral concentration. So important to bring antioxidants to your skin surface as well. Try to find products that have high doses of vitamin C, heat-stable vitamin C, vitamin C that's protected in a bottle that doesn't allow light to permeate. Remember, not all products are the same. When you're looking for antioxidant ingredients, read the ingredient panel. See which ingredients show up first. That's the highest amount of ingredient in that bottle is the product that's highly concentrated in that bottle. So people who are fairy dusting their products and listing vitamin C as a top ingredient, but you find it at the bottom of the ingredient list, guess what? There's little droplets of vitamin C and fairy dust in that bottle. Mainly, they are trying to pretend that they're having vitamin C at a decent level. So I'm a big fan of reading the ingredients of what you're putting on your face and making sure that you use some of the most cutting-edge antioxidants out there, like glutathione, like niacinamide, like vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, resveratrol, EGCG, which is found in green tea. All of these things are going to help improve your skin surface. Number eight, chemical peels. Chemical peels improve the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. We're going to apply in a very controlled fashion a light layer of a chemical that's going to degrade, disrupt, and remove the top dead layers of the epidermis and maybe the superficial dermis. Depending on the depth of the peel, we get a little lower into the dermis. And not only does this reduce wrinkles, but it evens your skin tone. It gives you more luminescent, glowy quality skin and reduces scarring, acne, improves pore permeability. Chemical peels are truly something that you need to do on the regular. I do them once every season, and that's something that's kept my skin really young and resilient. At the end of winter, I get rid of the dry, dehydrated winter skin. At the end of summer, get rid of the summer sun-damaged skin. Lasers, number nine, similar to chemical peels, but penetrating deeper using lasers, and I'm going to say / microneedling. Remember, we want to not only resurface and remove poor quality skin, because there's no speedier way to get down to better skin than superficially removing, allowing fresh skin to regrow. Your products are going to penetrate better. Your makeup is going to go on better. Laser treatments are excellent. Microneedling, equally good. When you do 4 sessions of microneedling, you can get up to 400% more collagen produced in the skin surface. Each little microneedle injury is considered an injury, and your skin needs to repair with the miracle collagen. That's right, it's going to patch and improve the damaged spot with the repair of collagen production. I am a big fan, and I know many people are using radiofrequency microneedling. These are also excellent procedures, but you can't buy all the hype because they really don't tighten as much as you think they do, and they really don't penetrate to the depth that you think they do. So they're not going to dissolve old fillers. They are going to tighten, but it's going to take multiple sessions, and they're a little painful. So radiofrequency microneedling like Morpheus, it's good. It's not everything everyone says it is. You can't believe all the hype. But you can definitely believe that microneedling is going to help your skin overall. Next on the list, last on the list, is surgery and facelifts. Number 10, when your goal is to tighten the appearance of the face and look slimmer and more taut and pick up skin laxity, you really truly need to think of surgery. Tightening the face, trimming and tightening when you have more than an inch of excess skin is truly what's required. And we need to not go overboard and get carried away with too much filler. So important to think of surgery when you have excessive jowling, People always ask, when do I need a facelift? It's when your neck bothers you, because mostly the facelift incision curves in front of the ear, around the lobule of the ear, into the hairline. And when you have jowling or neck folds that bother you, these things are best treated with facelift and neck lift. And mostly patients are doing these at a younger age, like around 55 to 65 these days. Some of our patients start as early as 45. But tightening of that loose, elastic skin and the skin laxity is going to give you the best results, which can last up to 10 years, depending on how you take care of your skin. Lift your appearance, make your face appear more youthful. Using fat transfer, we can often improve the youthful fat atrophy that has occurred and give back the appearance of soft, natural volume without a filler face. So facelift is definitely on the list of ways that you can improve your aging process. Well, guys, that's it. That's top 10 anti-aging hacks. Things you should already have in your armamentarium or things you should be thinking of adding. Hope you learned a lot. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can check out my most amazing deep blue hydration hyaluronic serum. I love it. And our stem cell growth factor. These are products you are going to see transform your skin. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.